October 4.
At 6:06, I'd like to call the meeting to order and do a roll call. Joe McDonald as
present.
Our Human Rights Commissioner Director. Kathleen Harrison.
Is on her way.
On her way. Diana Lieberman, Secretary. Sage Yoxis.
Yoxis, like in the Y. Yes, I'm here.
Nilsari Lewis Rivera.
Here.
And please correct me if I pronounce it wrong. Ash McGovern.
Here.
Kyle Robbie.
Here.
Desiree Ramon.
Des.
Des.
Here.
Katie Scott Childress.
Here.
Acting Chair this evening. Candace Van Dyke.
Here.
And Joanna Contreras. Our Ulster County Deputy County Executive is here as well, and so is Dante DeVio, who's our Ulster County Assistant County Attorney, and ambassadors tonight. And Kathleen just texted me and said she's almost here. And then we have somebody else.
That's my husband, John.
Yeah, hello, welcome.
He came to join us today.
Nice.
Welcome, John.
Welcome. And then not in attendance are Reverend Gary Fuller, the chair, Joanne Myers, vice chair, and Yvonne Parker.
You have a public comment? So, any public comment? Approval of minutes from September 20th, 2020.
Make the motion to accept.
Kyle makes the motion.
Second.
Des seconds. Discussion. Hearing no discussion.
Anything in particular? Or can just close?
Yeah, anything that you found amiss or.
So I received. This today?
Oh, that's
just
the just
a minute. So.
We're going to discuss that a little bit later.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. That's it.
Yep. All right. So anything to correct the minutes? September 20th. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed, put it in the chat. So I guess we'll table the Board of Legislators, and maybe they'll come and maybe they won't. Are we having a report about events?
The only event that I know that I have is October 21st. They're doing the Bubble Fest here on Broadway. And it's my understanding we're going to have some Ulster County representation there. I'm going to have a table. I believe SC's going to have a table, SNAP, foster care. So it'll be a good event for us to get some finalization on this brochure and have stuff to hand out.
Can you just tell us so Bubble Fest, you said October?
21st.
October 21st, and where did you say it is?
It's on Broadway. Welcome from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 718 Broadway.
Who's sponsoring it?
The Bubble Laundromat. They do a lot of stuff in the community for especially the Hispanic community. You know, they have Learn English classes. They have crafts for the children. They help the Spanish community with filling out applications and doing things that would be helpful for them in the area. This is their second annual. There's going to be music, food, children activities, community resources.
Great.
It's a free event.
And your table will be for the Human Rights Commission?
It will be. I don't know if I'm sharing. I might be sharing. I don't know. But all tables are free, and if anybody knows of a resource that may want to partake, in this event. You just have to let me know so I can let the organizer know. And I believe the tables are supplied.
Are we going to be there?
We're going to be there, yeah, me. And all are welcome.
I'll be in Kingston that day.
There you go. Bring the kids by. See you then.
Okay, any other events to share?
I do, I have a couple. Ellenville is going to, well, not Ellenville, but in Ellenville, they're going to be having a Harvest Fest October 7th. It's being hosted by the Garden Club and the Coffee Group. That's going to be from like 11 to 4. On the same day, because it rained last weekend, we are going to have a back-to-school cleanup from 11 to 1. October 16, Town of Warsing is hosting a Matter of Balance workshop at the Shawangunk Citizen Center in Algonac, in conjunction with the hospital.
What's the day of the balance?
October 16. October 27, the Recreation of the Firemen is having a Halloween costume giveaway to the kids. And on the 31st, we're hosting a trunk and treat at the Ellenville School Parking Lot.
Could you write that down and just pass it to me? Sorry, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
I want to get the details.
Or email it out to everyone.
Oh,
yeah, I can do that. I can send the flyers to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So much better. This is great. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't want to miss anything.
Would this be the time to add like a public offer? It's not an event, but I wanted to kind of draw our attention to something that we might want to promote as the commission. It's like a good time for that.
I would say so. It's an event.
Just the Adult Survivors Act that New York passed, where basically opened a 1-year window for any adult survivors of sex assault to file suit regardless of how long ago the assault took place. And that the deadline to bring suits is Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting choice. So I don't know if that's something that we want to just kind of publicly promote so that people know what their rights are and
to file a claim?
Yeah. Regardless of when it took place. So my understanding is it's a basically like a little, just it was this 1-year window.
And I'm sure we can find that online and probably have information out on a table that's for the public to.
Yeah, at the sure, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't know what kind of a one sheet there is, but I can follow up on that and shoot an email.
Okay, thanks.
That would be great. Yeah, a flyer would be really nice to be able to post or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it probably already exists, so I'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And just for the record, I was on the radio this morning for the department, so just have that on record. Did you hear it yet?
It's not yet. On, are we still doing events? Because I have a few events.
Yeah.
Just wait one second. So
we're still
I will
events.
Put that on the record.
Just one thing to add, we could also, if it's turned into a graphic or something, we can post it on the county Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so you can was on, was it Kingston Radio?
Kingston Radio La Voz.
Uh-huh.
Spanish.
You speak in Espanol?
No. She had to translate. And it's available to see on Facebook. It was live on Facebook as well. And if anybody requests me as a friend on Facebook, you'll see it.
Put that on the record.
Go on to the archives also. Okay. Radio Kingston. It's on here as Radio Kingston. Radio Kingston, La Voz, discussing the commission.
Yeah. basically how to file a claim and will there be some accessibility to the Spanish-speaking community? So we reported on that.
I hope you called it a complaint.
I did say complaint. How to file a complaint. I went through the complaint process and mentioned our lovely commission. Not everybody by name, though.
Awesome.
I didn't want to leave somebody out.
If you want to mention. So I have a few events. There is an event this Saturday called the Kings and Queens Gala. It's sponsored by Seasoned Gives, and it's in New Paltz. It's the second annual fundraiser. And if anybody would like to sponsor somebody, they have quite a number of people who would love to go and can't afford the ticket. The tickets are $125, but to sponsor somebody, it would be $60, and then somebody could go for $60. So it is this, it doesn't say what time it is, but it's this Saturday, October 7th.
What's it a fundraiser for?
For Seasoned Gives.
Oh, for Seasoned Gives.
I do believe.
They do a lot for the community. Oh, it's at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock until 10.
And I believe Nina Dawson from the county is being recognized.
Uh-huh. Wear your crowns and gowns, it says.
Not able to go.
And then the students have invited you all to Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday at the Rail Trail Cafe. It's at 1 o'clock, and one of our former student ambassadors of the commission, Aria Sickler Avery, she was also the Indigenous Rights Coordinator for the Human Rights Club for all of her years in high school. She's now at Cornell, a freshman in college, so she's specifically staying in the area this weekend to speak at Indigenous Peoples Day. And if it rains, it will be indoors at the Rosendale Theater. So 1 o'clock Monday, that's Monday, October 9th. There's also, there are a couple of events to celebrate Native American heritage and Agapasis. So Saturday at Ask Gallery, which is 97 Broadway in Kingston, they are having a performance and Aria Sickler Avery is going to be speaking at 6 o'clock-ish. There will be a reception, and she'll be giving the land acknowledgement and speaking about her expertise, which is missing in other Indigenous women and girls and two-spirited people, or two-spirited creatures. And then there will be music by Matoka Little Eagle and Julia Haynes, who's a harpist. And then Sunday from 6 to 9, there's a documentary called Iroquois Power for the 21st Century. And that's from 6 to 9 at Ask. Also, they're asking for RSVP, so I'll pass this around. You can RSVP. Thank you. I have a couple to pass around. Thank you.
Well, I didn't realize that this weekend was as rooted, but it's so positive this weekend, which is a big one here in town. I think they offer, you know, healthcare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, specifically for musicians,
artists,
and artists.
Which is that one?
Oh, positive.
Oh, yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. My wife sent it to me real quick.
Okay, any more events?
Just have one more. The Allenville School is doing a 2023 Athletic Hall of Fame, and one of the people being honored is Frank Mulhern, and he's being honored for his successful varsity golf career of coaching at the Allenville School, but he still currently works at the school as a community engagement person. So he gives a lot to the community, and so we invite everyone to come and support him that day.
And what's that date?
October 14th.
Can I ask a quick question about events? Do we have like any particular process around where we table, if we table, or is it really just dependent on who people are?
No, and I was just going through my head just now on how does the public recognize that somebody from the commission is actually at this event if we don't have a booth?
Right.
Do we have any idea? I mean, we can probably get like a button or something that says Ulster County. Or we could just kill my budget some more.
We already 86 the business cards. You just funnel that to the polos.
A little bit. I think it's a little bit more.
Well, crowns.
But I mean, I could find the money in other things that we haven't used yet this year. It's definitely a possibility. But I think it's, because not every event that we go to, we're going to have to set up a booth. But if we're if we're there, and we want people to be able to see that we're there and come up and ask us questions, that would be a good idea.
Does the county have like a county seal sign?
That's what I was just thinking. We definitely have a
table. Has it like on?
I believe so. And I can't imagine that they're that expensive if we wanted to get a human rights one specifically, like a tablecloth, just to put on a table.
Oh, yeah. That would be
like,
good.
The thing on the front so you can see.
We have I know we have a banner. I saw it in our.
Oh, we have a banner for
in
the
our,
Human
the
Rights
office.
Commission?
It says Human Rights Commission. It's large, though.
It's a stand-up.
Does it? I've never pulled it all the way out.
Yeah.
It stands straight up. I'm going to try to bring it on the 21st. But I, not, you know, bringing a table to an event and everybody, it seems like there's events in all areas of the county that, that we're all involved in. Like, I'm probably not going to go to an Ellenville event, but you'll be there. You know what I mean? So, and you're not going to want to be there all day, but if you can show up and have a shirt on or somebody sees that you're there, just to be available.
I feel like even just have information. Cause I feel like
for information.
Now I feel like even if I just go with my family, I'm just known as like, oh, she does the camp for the kids. So like, people know me as that. But even if I have like stuff that I can put on the table, like whatever table I'm in, so I can still, you know, like kind of show everything that is being offered to the community. I think that would be great. So, I mean, like the polo sounds good, of course, but
yeah, I like the polo idea.
Yeah, just for the record, we all have to buy our own swag.
Yeah. Hey, that's everywhere nowadays.
Yeah,
we could get some like election size signs that we could hang on to, just to drop off in advance. If there was a sign with like a QR code that people could like, you know, aware of a human rights complaint or violation, scan this for more information. And then, like, you know, I'm in Kingston, but I might go elsewhere from work. I could always plop it down on the ground and pick it up later. Or if we know someone, that might just be a way to cast a really wide net. And I don't know if people would engage with it, but it would be pretty cheap to try out.
Could be, but there's penalties for not picking up your signs.
Well, whoever dropped it off would be responsible.
Well, for an event.
I'm sure.
That could definitely be a plus, like if an event is happening.
Fine,
it'll
come to me. Yeah,
well,
it's not a bad idea.
I was just curious if we had any process, but it sounds like maybe one of our committees, like community outreach committee or something, could make a proposal.
Come on,
yeah.
With some.
And yeah, figuring out even there's so many events.
Yeah.
Figuring out really how many can we get to and should we and so forth.
Or what's the range of things we do from table to election sign or whatever.
Yeah. In the past, we've also spoken at events like the opening of Black History Month. Typically, somebody would speak, or we would all go up and be introduced and talk about what we do. You know, so I think even if one of us is at an event, and you know, I know any time that I want to get up to a mic, people are always really excited about that. So, you know, people might want to hear from us at some point. And one of the things about that is that then we don't have to organize our own events, you know, like then we're just out there, we're seen in the community.
Right.
Kind of just like supporting, you know, showing support for whenever our event is happening.
Okay, moving on from events, we have office items. Do you want to talk about business cards?
Sure. I think I sent everybody today the template that I sent to Natasha. Natasha sent it out to the vendor, and we haven't heard back yet as far as, you know, they put it together, and then they'll send it to me for approval. Yeah. So we haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. But it did go out last week, so it's, you know.
So it will have a QR code on the...
They said they can put a QR code on it. It's going to go on the back. So the same QR code that's on our brochure will go on that. So it'll be much easier, you know, than handing. You can be with your friends, and then instead of handing each of your friends, they just QR code it, and they all have the information. So.
And then there was opening and closing letters.
Yes. So this week, 5 closing letters went out. I know we discussed some cases last week, and we had come to the agreement that some of those cases could be closed, so 5 closing letters went out.
I thought we were going to circulate the draft of the letter.
So what we've been finding is each case has been unique and has been, the closing letter has not been a template, which my initial vision was it would be a template, sure. Boom, boom, boom. But because each case is unique and each case was kind of handled with a different way, we're finding it, you know, a little bit more difficult to make it just a template. So we don't have, you know, 100 cases that are closing. So, you know, if we have 1 or 2 a week, it's been pretty easy for us to sit down and brainstorm how we're going to address this and make sure that they're complaint and their requests and their complaint have been served to the best that we can do, and you know, to their, we've closed a couple that just, you know, one that had a resolution, and she was concerned about retaliation. We just said, well, if that were the case, then you can file another complaint. So
I wonder, is this something that county council wants to review? Because here's something that I recently bumped up against this with the New Jersey Commission on Human Rights. It's something else I'm working on, that the statute of limitations on the legal side of things had expired for someone who had brought a claim to one of the to the Human Rights Commission in New Jersey. And so New Jersey implemented a system whereby there, and of course this is on a larger scale, we're a sort of microcosm here, but New Jersey's commission is trying to implement notifications where state-run investigations are closed and people are automatically notified 6 months prior to the statute of limitations running out. What I'm getting at is, is there some kind of, do we need to meet some kind of obligation to the people whose complaints with us were closing, just to let them know that, hey, you have other rights, like we're not advising you from a legal standpoint. If you wish to pursue other, you know, remedies, or I don't know what the language would be, I feel like it might be prudent for us to do that, because we would hate for someone at a later time to come back to us and say, hey, Ulster County, you told me that my case was closed.
Right.
People hear case, you know, that's why I said complaint, claim.
Yeah, every complaint that we have closed, we, at the end of it, we say that this does, well, you know the language, you just wrote one up.
Please note that this does not limit your ability to file a claim with, and I'll reference New York State Division of Human Rights. I'll put the website there. If it's an electronic notice, then I provide the direct link there. And then if it's relevant, I'll include the EEOC and
urban development and HUD.
Whatever
the case was kind of.
And that's always a conversation before they get that letter. They've already been provided with that guidance, and
well, I think it's good to memorialize it.
Of course, it's all there. That's
everyone.
Why the letters have really are tailored to each case, because like today, mine was, we wanted a one page. But this one was the full page, just because I wanted to make sure we covered all bases on, you know, how the investigation process turned out and why we reached the determination that we did. And, you know, right, she can file if her newest concern was that there be some retribution for the previous claim, but at this point it is not, right? So it said if it materializes into a discriminatory act, please, we encourage you to file another complaint form with our office, and then went into their right to also, or to file with the New York State Division. And
you're up to date on all the dates and stuff for that?
Yeah, so it's a year statute with New York State, so we would follow the same rule, but we wanted to try and get these cases, worked through so that they have plenty of time to file.
Yeah, great.
Because those agencies recently, I found out that they will not accept the date that they've submitted the claim to us, which I was under that understanding previously, that there was like a shared application between the state and the EEOC and
it's called
the
a work
local. Share.
Yeah, that, New Jersey does have that,
but
by the way.
Not according to New York State, no. So to err on the safe side, we want to give them plenty of room to have the opportunity to at least have their application stamped within that 1 year.
Great.
So we're definitely going to be diligent, cognizant of that for sure. Yes.
Thanks. Thanks for
of course.
Okay. And then suggestions for meeting locations.
I think we already discussed that last time.
Okay.
I didn't think there was too much. Too many people wanted to go somewhere else. I mean, I think that should be up for discussion every week. If somebody feels like they want to have one of these meetings out in their area, I'm not opposed to it, but I just wanted to bring that up last meeting just to so everybody knows that we do have the ability to change.
Brochure, and Joe sent out a draft of that today, so I don't know if everybody got a chance to look at that.
I did. I got a couple of responses back, and I believe she's all ready.
I had a couple comments about it, but I don't know what has already been covered.
Yeah, and I'll ask that if you do have comments, just email them to me so I have them. Before we, go to a final print, I want to make sure we have.
I just have a suggestion.
Yep.
Can we have it bilingual?
Can we do what?
Can we have it bilingual?
Yes. That's definitely going to be, once we get it done, everything's going to be transferred, translated to Spanish for sure.
Yeah, I like it. It just sounds like my sales. Yeah, Spanish though.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
oh, I thought you were ready to just go to town. I was like, okay. No, that's, and I even brought that up this morning on the radio, that our complaint form will be in Spanish and the brochure will be in Spanish. We're trying to get this done by the 21st because that's going to be a Spanish event. So we can have some, even if I have to print them out on my printer, just so we have something to print out and hand to the public.
I've been finding myself doing that lately.
And everything works on there, the Q codes and everything, just to make sure that everything was working, so.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. With the state, we, you don't know how many times we put something out in the public and it just, things don't work.
I always like to go through it myself, and that was the one thing I didn't get to do on the brochure, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I made some suggestions myself, even though I thought I had made them all. And then I don't know if the saved version was not the one that I thought we had submitted. This is talking months ago. But so there'll be some changes, some cleaning up. So once you, view it, just please take that into consideration. I definitely noticed some adjustments that need to be made already, but also appreciate all your feedback, of course.
I wondered if it was necessary to have this We appreciate the dedication and time of all Ulster County Human Rights Commissioners, past and present. I mean, I appreciate being appreciated. But
yeah, you're the second person to bring that up. I didn't think it was a bad thing to have on there.
It's just less is more with a brochure, I think. Mm. And if you can reduce the amount of text, then you're focusing people more on the important things.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I like the suggestion. It was also suggested, that same thing. But maybe we can put something else there. I don't want to, you know, there's real estate there that we can put something in.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like I said, give people's eyes a rest so that they can travel to where you need them to go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of text on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to.
Do you have the hard
copy
for
the seat? Yeah. We want to make sure that people are really seeing.
I mean, it is a lot of information. I'm only saying because I do make one for the summer, and
yeah.
Do not take that as a bad thing. I think I try to do the same thing to like give like props to the person that was there before me because she had done it for 17 years. It doesn't come out as. Even though you have the right mind, it doesn't come out.
And I just, to be fair, this brochure was made a while ago.
Okay.
It was on there, and
so
I didn't feel like I should be the one to pull
take
that off.
Away, yeah.
But the fact that it's coming up from the commission, and it's then that's certainly going to be taken.
But that's fine. But having a lot of information, it is good because that was like one place that they can kind of find everything, and if they need more to go further.
Yeah.
Maybe put something else in there if you see one content in there.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? So the plan is to print this now, but there is a plan to print others in the future? Or are we
No. We're not printing this one right now. We're just trying to get all the edits in. And then once the edits go to the person that owns the rights to make edits.
Got it.
Once it's done, we can start doing some printing.
Yeah, I think for me, and I'm just reading this now, I didn't have time to read it before, I think there's an opportunity for more like plain language. I think we got a lot of like technical words in here, and maybe we're trying to mirror the sort of the text of like our mission a little closely. But I think people really benefit from like examples that they can connect to. So even like a we could walk through a scenario with an individual person. I just think maybe like the whole thing we might want to scrub a little bit more for. Like, what reading level are we looking at? Like, are people going to be able to see things like when parties are not able to reconcile and know what that means? So that would be one sort of universal comment. The other, maybe more specific comment is we have a lot of real estate dedicated to the protected areas, but not a lot of real estate dedicated to the protected categories. So I wonder if, like, on the second page, we want both of those things to be prominent, right? We want people to know they're discriminated against based on their race, that that's prominently featured in all the other categories, and also that all these different groups of protected areas are included. So sort of a universal, sort of a specific comment, but I think I agree a lot of the words I think can be taken out of here and we can maybe just be really a little more accessible in terms of reading.
Okay. I would appreciate if you can give me some guidance on that.
I will do my best, but if there's support.
I really agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think that when you're communicating to the general public, at least the rule of thumb that I was taught in like
sixth grade reading level.
Sixth grade reading at the level. And,
you
know, we have things like education, you know, provisions of Article 4 of the real property tax law. It's like, what? That, you know, we want people to understand what Ash was saying, the classes, that's really important, right? And then what does public accommodation mean?
Yeah.
Just boil it down very simply. Did you, you know, get refused service somewhere, you know, or
because of X, Y, Z.
And so that people, right now it's much too technical. It's not going to immediately help people to make the connection to their experience. So, yeah, I agree. Now, when you say that we have to have the owner of the rights to the to revise it,
right? Well, the person that created this online is the only person that can edit this.
Everything has to be authorized, approved through the executive's office, so there's always going to be someone who has the rights to any printed, you know, documentation like this.
It's just someone from our team who
yeah.
has edited it.
Yeah.
You guys have been able to edit that one, right? Or you're just working it up with them?
No, I was able to edit it with marks on the
see.
Side.
So you
like,
need us.
Cross this out. Maybe.
Or if we send you the file. Is it a software issue? Like you don't have the software?
I think it's the
no,
way it was saved.
If we could.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the way it was saved.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like permissions or something.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to share the file.
Yeah, you could just send it over and remove those.
Okay.
That sounds like it would be
oh,
the same
okay.
time.
All right, great.
Canva has good templates, too.
Yeah,
I think they use Canva a lot. Honestly, it might be.
What I don't want to do is turn this into a 3-month discussion,
right.
and nothing gets out to the public because
yeah.
we're going
gotcha.
To too many events with nothing to hand out.
Sure.
So
I
would.
If you fix things that are typos and mistakes,
mm-hmm.
you can print something like this just on a.
Right, on
a small scale
and just continue.
Yeah,
we can continue to develop it, especially if we get the permissions.
It's worth the time to actually make something that is good.
And maybe even more than one document, because I did just want to put out there to, as the revision goes forward, that it's an accessibility issue, that sometimes when someone with a learning disability or other kind of neurodivergence looks at a document like that, it's like it can't even read it. So at all, so maybe it's just something to consider going forward.
Mm-hmm. That was my sort of thought is that sort of if we're going to be handing it out to a whole bunch of different groups, distilling it to like a 6th grade reading level, and also just minimizing the amount of jargon, like, because we're all swimming in, we're all used to jargon, but like, not everyone is comfortable with the word commissioner, with like, the concept of like, certain rights, with how to even follow things, so just really dialing back jargon and sort of understanding that we need to make this as accessible to everyone as possible.
You could copy and paste that into ChatGPT and just say, bring this down to a 5th grade reading level, and it would do a pretty good job as a starting point.
Mm. Yeah. I'm living for that.
I mean, I'm a school administrator, so I shouldn't really be saying that publicly, but it does a pretty impressive job. It'll probably save a lot of time for people to manually do the same thing.
That's a good suggestion.
Is there a flag on the colors and stuff like that? Cause
there is.
I thought that there was
our color.
Chief Diversity Officer. Someone had looked at it with the intent of making it more accessible and not jarring, but if it needs more, please let us know so we can make that change.
Was this the color that was decided on?
I thought so, but
I thought
wasn't
so
in
too,
that
yeah.
conversation.
Because the other one was different.
I thought
different.
It was like more contrast or something.
These were the colors we decided on. It's very close to what I recommended. But then we had to change the contrast just a bit for visually impaired.
But if there's more, then.
So this may be one of the things the outreach committee takes on, really early on to try and, we can have a working version of the brochure as it is, but really trying to make something that we feel is going to communicate, better to everybody.
For sure. It's
typically at the college for ADA compliance, a black background with white writing is not, we can't use that.
So the document reader for technology, yeah.
That's just.
I welcome all suggestions, please send them via email so I have them.
Well, maybe, and this could be a community outreach committee process, but like, we do have probably state liaisons, we might even have county liaisons who can help with accessibility questions and like do a formal review, I would imagine, so. Another thing to think about. The state for sure has those resources.
Okay.
Anything else on the brochure? Okay, we're going to skip over committees unless there's more discussion. I haven't been here, and Reverend Fuller, I think, has been spearheading the conversation about the committees.
Yeah, as far as I know, there's no new information.
And bylaws. We were sent copies of the bylaws.
The working, they're not, the unadopted
the
bylaws.
The unadopted. Right.
Draft bylaws.
The draft bylaws.
I think that they were bylaws that we had signed.
My understanding from our last meeting was that these had not been adopted.
I think that they have to go through.
I'm going to make an unpopular motion. I think it's going to be unpopular, but regarding the bylaws, I know we're all anxious to get work done and have the rubber meet the road on some of this stuff. I'm going to suggest that we do a line by line, that we all sit in a room together and go through the bylaws. I think it's extremely, I think it's just, it's like an unfortunate yet prudent and probably a good use of our time.
Are you suggesting at a regular meeting or at a different time?
I would propose that it be like a training meeting so that it's not open to the public as we're going through our bylaws. Mm-hmm. It could be an extra meeting depending on what the disclosure, you know, requirements are. However, you know, we want to structure it. But I mean, when starting a commission from the ground up, I just think it's prudent that we do a line by line.
So I'm hearing a motion to do a line-by-line reading of the bylaws as a training meeting outside of our regular meeting.
If I could just do that. So my opinion is looking into this issue with the subcommittees and generally if you're conducting public business, if it's a subcommittee of a larger body that falls under the open meetings law, generally, it's also subject to the open meetings law. So something like the reviewing the bylaws, I think, would be a meeting. I don't think there's a reason why it would need to be private. A caveat would be if you're doing it with counsel and it's a privileged, it wouldn't be a public meeting. So I would say that. I don't think there's a reason why it would not be a noticed meeting. The other thing I would say is you could do a ad hoc committee on bylaws that's not everyone.
Here's why it wouldn't be a noticed meeting. Because if the public is bearing witness to that process, then the public is going to have input into that process that may hinder the mission and purpose of the commission as a whole. So while we've all been appointed to this role because of a particular skill set and investment of spirit, you know, having too many cooks in the kitchen, nothing's going to get done. So pragmatically, no one's been here, so I don't know that it's...
So the public doesn't have a right to speak at the meetings? That's a privilege the commission gives to the public. So you could have a meeting where you don't have public comment.
Oh, it's just noticed.
Notice has to go out at the top of the agenda. So when we open the meeting, anyone from the public can speak. We have the right to limit it to 3 minutes or something if we so choose.
Yeah.
But once public comment's over, it's just anyone on the commission, anyone we invited. So I think we could do it and have no public comment. If someone wants to send an email and put it on their thoughts on the record.
Or as you said, if you limit the public comment, you don't have to respond. You don't have to discuss whatever's been brought to the commission. But then again, someone might bring something you do want to consider.
I think it's a good idea to go line by line, though. I would just advocate if we did it, we should plan on an agenda that has nothing for new business and minimal,
just
nothing
that.
For old business.
Right,
and,
like a special meeting
yeah,
for that
like,
purpose.
Yeah. Minimize the executive session, no only priorities. Like, if we can make it so that's the only focus, I think that makes it so, you know, we have the mental stamina.
It's
so
wrinkle.
This is, we have a committee whose intention is to develop the bylaws. I don't know if it's a friendly amendment. We haven't yet, but we have a proposed committee that's a rules and policy committee, and one of their goals is to develop bylaws. I agree with you about cooks in the kitchen and how processes go, especially with something like bylaws. I feel like it would be valuable, and maybe this is a friendly amendment. I don't know where we are in the process of the vote, to have that group, like a smaller group, maybe it's like three people, come together and make a proposal first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here are the things we've reviewed. Here's what New York City does. Here's what New Jersey does. This is why we're amending it this way, et cetera, whatever. And then come to the whole group and read it.
I think that's a great idea.
Just at least a first pass.
Yeah. Adopt. Yeah. Motion to adopt the amendment.
Yeah. So,
I think it might also be helpful to have the draft, if you guys are okay with this, the draft that's prepared by that small group, reviewed by council, so that the whole group is reviewing something that's already been vetted, that is possible, and that'll save time too.
Love that.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So the motion is to have basically an ad hoc committee of maybe three people make recommendations and changes to the bylaws, then it be passed to council, and then reviewed by the whole group.
Yeah.
Someone that want to second, or who, Ash made that motion, would somebody like to? Or?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Sage seconds, and all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so I guess that means that you get to rewrite the bylaws.
Is that the rule?
Yeah. What we were voting for.
I'm happy to like help organize a group, a small group, so I don't know if anyone here wants to be a part of the process.
Yes.
I'm wondering if Joanne Myers might want to be a part of that, since I think that she was very active.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So maybe at least Doug and Joanne and I can try and find a time with you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Sorry.
It's okay. Maybe put out an email to everyone, mm-hmm. and see if there are people who want to do it. Because I guess Yvonne's not here and Rosemary's not here, and I'm thinking of from there. Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. Okay. I think that was really helpful. Thank you for all. That concludes our regular agenda, and so can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss cases?
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
And Don, I don't know if you poured this either, right?
No.
Not before.
No.